Let's go to a little bit, another bit of controversy, and that is the South Sydney boys over in Arizona.
Yes.
They went up there for an altitude training, and they certainly got high on grog, unfortunately. They're over there, and of course, a lot of focus has been on Johnny Sutton and Luke Burgess. Johnny Sutton was stripped of the captaincy. Luke Burgess is now at Manly. And last night, Micah Moore on Channel 7 News presented more info on the situation, and he went to the local police station and got the police statements. And it said that basically Johnny Sutton was playing up. He was asked to leave the bar, in which he got aggressive with the bar staff. And, you know, in the paper it says that he invited him outside. Look, he might have just wanted to take him outside to say, look, you've got a wonderful city.
What a beautiful night.
And I think the bouncers got involved, and then Luke Burgess went in to stand up for Johnny Sutton and put a bouncer in a headlock, and the bouncer has since resigned. And as they do in America, he's applying for an insurance claim.
Yeah. Here we go.
Look, on the face of this...
Yeah.
It's a storm in a teacup, I think, what the boys have done. But more so, which is a worry, is the cover-up.
That's the problem. It's like the NRL curse, because in the last few years they've appointed two high-profile executive rugby league positions. One went to Todd Greenberg, and everyone went, yep, absolutely, Toddy Greenberg is the man for the job.
Yes.
He goes in there and immediately gets accused of a cover-up on the Ben Barber situation.
That's right. Now it's the same.
Now it's Shane Richardson. Everyone says, yes, it's absolutely fantastic. And then they accuse Richo of a cover-up in the John Sutton, Luke Burgess situation.
That's right.
It's an awkward situation. Again, it is like it's almost a curse, isn't it, Gus, as far as the NRL? I mean, as we've seen, when they make people the poster boys of the NRL.
Yeah, they get into trouble.
Stopwatch, they get into trouble.
Exactly right. And, of course, everyone's so much looking forward after a great Nines. We've got the Indigenous All-Stars match this weekend. Everyone's looking forward to the comp, the trials and so forth, the charity shield on the weekend. Now it makes a little bit of sense. Probably Richo didn't want it to come out before he took the big job at the NRL. Mm. At the end of the day, in a couple of days' time, this will be passed. And you said when he got Richo is the right man for the job.
Charges have been dropped.
That's right.
Look, I mean, it was a minor incident. Let's move on. I mean, in any way, shape, or form, does it lessen your enthusiasm for the upcoming season?
No. Not one iota. Yeah. I must say, bud, when you are overseas, you are more guarded by what you do. You know,
people don't tend to be.
Yeah, certainly in the States. We had
a fair bit to drink in New York, but we're always together and minding out for each other. And I think this is what maybe sometimes until Paige
got
mugged.
Except for Paige.
I wish that was one night.
He wouldn't have been mugged if you were with him.
But you're right, you certainly got to be careful overseas, because different rules, different tolerance. I mean, in the United States, basically, there is no tolerance on if someone's had a bit too much to drink. They don't get you, pull you aside and say,
mate,
hey, you're
traveling,
just settle down. They just arrest you and ask questions later.
Yeah.
And it appears that's what's happened in this case.